No slide step there from Dermody. Allows for an easy stolen base from Matt Mura. Potential second run in the ballgame for lacrosse just 90 feet away. In that ballgame out at Mayo Field, though, the Border Cats, 9 hits, 3 errors. They're trailing by 1, so you have to imagine that plays quite a part in that. 1-1 the count, 8 on the pitch clock. Dermody set first base side of the slab. Roxon fires home to Anderson. This one is in there for a called strike count, now 1-2. Bottom 5, Dickinson baseball field. The Badlands Big Sticks lead the Mankato Moondogs 4-1. And we're just getting underway at Illinois. Rockford Stadium, 0-0. Each team with a knock so far. Traverse City making the trek to play the Rockford Rivets. Dermody looking to work a scoreless inning. The 1-2. Lined foul down the first base side by Anderson. Rockford at 13-6 entering tonight, winning the Great Lakes East in the first half. They're sending plenty of all-stars to Mankato in the coming day. The next 1-2 from Dermody to Anderson. And back to the mound. J.C. Gloves jogs over to first, underhand flips in time. There's an inning-ending 1-3 put out. Leadoff single for Matt Mura does not come around to score. A scoreless bottom half of inning 6. For J.C. Dermody, 1 left on for lacrosse. We're 2/3 of the way home from Copeland Park. Your score, the Raptors 6 and the Loggers 1, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally on radio. Testing 1-2. Trotter Boston aboard on a 7-pitch walk, 2 down. Welcome back in, top 7 from Copeland Park in La Crosse. Andy Ockham on WFHR. Thank you so much, as always, for hanging out with us on a Sunday night. 6-1 the score in favor of your Rafters. 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. A run on 4 hits and an error for the Loggers. The new left-hander in the ballgame for La Crosse. That's number 32, Michael Worley. Two out in the inning. Worley got Chris Arroyo to lead off the inning, flying out to Derek Mitchell on the right field warning track, and got Grayson Schaefer swinging on a full count. Walker Buchanan, 2-for-3 in the ballgame, a couple of singles for the Virginia Cavaliers. He swings right through that one, count now nothing and two. Buchanan a base hit in the second and in his last time up in the fifth inning. Grounded out to third base in the third. The 0-2 here from the left-hander. Pitcher number 6 used today for Josh Fry, and that's a fastball in there for a called third strike. Buchanan down looking, a two-out walk from Boston. As all the Rafters can muster here in the top of the seventh, we head to the home half. Stretch time here from Copeland Park, due up for the Loggers when we return. 5-6-7 on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Bottom seven post-stretch here in La Crosse. 6-1 Rafters over the Loggers on WFHR. J.C. Dermody back out to the mound for your Rafters. He gets the 5-6-7 spots in this inning. Zach Wattis, Ian Collier, and Derek Mitchell. First pitch in the lefty-on-lefty battle from Dermody. Misses for ball one. Andy Ockham in the Copeland Park press box, thanking you so much, as always, for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafter Baseball. Wisconsin Rapids getting a run in the first and five in the third. 1-0 delivery back to the slider for Dermody. It misses downstairs. The lone run for La Crosse coming in to score in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two homers for the Rafters tonight. Was Aiden Teal's solo jack to get us started in the first, and Trotter Boston's three-run homer that concluded a five-run fifth inning. It's the 2-1 to Wattis, fouled back to the screen. Count now 2-2. Maddox Thornton, the start tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Four scoreless for the Texas A&M Corpus Christi product. Mac Mabry, the left-hander from San Jacinto, getting the fifth. And Dermody's been in now for the last one plus. Six total arms on the mound thus far for La Crosse in this game. 2-2, rolled over on the ground. Two first base. Grayson Schaefer gloves on a slide on the turf, and he'll flip to J.C. Dermody, covering the bag in time. A 3-1 putout is the first out retired. Home half of the seventh. Last four retired for J.C. Dermody. He'll now get Ian Collier into the right-handed batter's box. Collier reached in one of his two plate appearances. It's a six-pitch walk in the fifth, hit into a 6-3 double play back in the second. Zazie Martinez to start tonight for La Crosse, serving as the opener for the Loggers, going an inning, allowing two hits, one earned run, one walk, no punch-outs on 20 pitches. Two innings there from Andrew Regner, and then an inning each. Isaac Kapolchek, Miles Dismute, Dylan Lapik, and Michael Worley, the left-hander, in the top half of this inning. First pitch to Collier, fouled away. Count begins 0-1. 52 games down after today, and the Rafters, everyone except Jorge Degatti, as he's making the trek to ISG Field for the All-Star Game, gets a much-needed 3 days off. Was overhearing some of the guys' plans they were talking about in the clubhouse yesterday. What they are looking to do with their three off days as the 0-1 swung on and missed, count now nothing and two. I know myself, I'll be heading back home a few hours from Rapids in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, and I'm very excited to get the opportunity to head back home. Maybe the second time I get to go home during the season. We had those two off days on July 1st and 2nd that allowed for me to head home for a couple-day stretch as the two-strike delivery to Collier swung on and missed, two up, two down for Dermody here in the home half of the seventh. Derek Mitchell's 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He gets his second look in the right-handed batter's box here. The switch hitter from LSU flew out to left field to end the second. Last time up, hit into a 4-6-3 double play in the fifth. Now my parents are looking forward to seeing me. I'm excited to see them, my brother, family and friends, for the couple days I get to be back in the Chicagoland area. First pitch, Mitchell swinging away. Grounder in the hole to short. Backhanded Lopez. His throw across to first is in time. A quick 1-2-3, bottom of the seventh for J.C. Dermody. He's worked two scoreless out of the Rafter bullpen here tonight. We're through seven in La Crosse. 6-1 Rafters right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Tyler Gebb, the new pitcher, into the ballgame. Top of the eighth inning here in La Crosse. 6-1 the score. 6 runs, 11 hits. No errors for your Rafters. A run on 4 hits and an error for the Loggers. Andy Ockham back on WFHR. Thanking you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafter Baseball. Tyler Gebb on the season, the freshman out of California in Long Beach State, throwing in his 7th ball game, brings a 1-0 record to the table here this evening in Northwoods League play this summer. 10 innings pitched, an ERA of 0, has yet to allow an earned run on a .3 whip. Last worked a scoreless inning here at home against Minot, the 6-5 loss on the 18th. Facing the minimum in that inning for Webb, the left-hander Michael Worley, an inning worked. No hits, no runs allowed, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts on 17 pitches. 8-9-1 for the Rafters this inning. It's Gabe Casso, 1-for-3. The ball game is Gabe taking a first pitch up and in for ball one. Casso collected his first hit as a Rafter in the 3rd inning. A base hit to center field. Last time up, flew out to center in the 5th. The 1-0. Fastball missing low and in. 2 balls, no strikes on Casso. A lot of scoreless half innings worked. Have not had a run pushed across since the home half of the 5th inning. Loggers first run of the ballgame. Zach Watt is coming in to score on a leadoff double. The 2-0 catches the top of the zone on a fastball to make it 2 balls and a strike. Gab, the 7th pitcher used for La Crosse. The Rafters have used 3. Maddox Thornton, and then a couple of left-handers. Mac Mabry and J.C. Dermody. 2-1 pitch. Casso chops this one on the ground to 3rd, charging in and out of the glove of Ikez. That'll trickle down in front of home plate. We'll see how it's scored. Either way, Gabe Casso's aboard for the 2nd time in this ballgame. It'll be scored E5 on Ikez. 2nd error of the night for La Crosse brings up the 9-hole hitter in the Rafter order, Tracer Lopez. Top 8 in the final game between these 2 teams here this summer. Rafters winning all 3 matchups prior to tonight. Right-hander set, first pitch to Tracer, swung on, hit in the air, center field. Matt Mura, jogging back, will put his paw up to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Top of the order we go for Wisconsin Rapids. The 5th time around, Mason Onati. Up in the left-handed batter's box. Mason's 0-for-4, struck out swinging last time up in the 6th. This coming off an evening where he scored twice against La Crosse back at home on a couple of walks. Last hit he recorded was in the 9th inning at Wausau Friday night. Reached 3 different times in that game against the Woodchucks. Gebb set, first base side of the rubber, a pickoff move to check in on the Rafter catcher, Casso, at first base. When we get to the bottom of the 8th inning, another left-hander up in the Rafter stable. Looks to be Juan Berrios warming up. The first pitch to Onati misses down in the turf. 8-9-1 will be due up for La Crosse. Cannon, Sundgren, Elijah Ikez, and Matt Mura. Webb set, 8 on the pitch clock. He brings home the 1-0. Foul tip right out in front of home plate in foul territory. Count evens 1-1 on Onati. Copeland Park also home to the La Crosse Steam, one of the 4 Northwoods League softball teams we have here. The La Crosse Steam, the Minot Honeybees, the Mankato Habaneros, and the Madison Nightmares. Count even at a ball and a strike. Webb rocks and fires. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball to Onati. Count now 1-2. Teal on deck to Gotti to follow. Chance for the Rafters second baseman to get on base for the first time tonight. The 1-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Losing it at his feet is Sundgren, or I should say that is Collier. Casso will take 2nd. On that mishap, throw down well late and well right of the bag. Runner in scoring position, count even 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Mason Onati. Looking at runners left on so far in this game, the Rafters currently sitting with 7 left on. La Crosse leaving 3 on the bases. Webb set, looks back to 2nd, the 2-2. Fouled straight back by Onati. Another 2-2 here in this battle between the Rafter leadoff hitter and and Tyler Gebb. Gebb's longest outing this season, 2 2/3 innings at Rochester on July 11th, a second-half ad for Josh Fry's Loggers. Paused in time called by Ian Collier behind home plate prior to the 2-2. Those 2 2/3 didn't allow a hit either. Only two hits allowed all summer. Gebb, and that was in his first outing, three innings of work at Thunder Bay on July 5th. Walked one and struck out four, and it's the only walk he's issued this season as well. The 2-2. This one is tapped foul down the first base side, a check swing by Onati. He'll get another 2-2 delivery here from Gebb. So hasn't walked a hitter or allowed a hit since his opening outing with lacrosse. Nearly flawless this summer in the Northwoods League. Leading off second, Casso. R.J. Hamilton working in his back pocket. The next 2-2 is fouled back. It's a 5:05 start here tonight. We're just about a little over 2 hours and 20 minutes into this ballgame. Last night's game, 2 hours and 47 minutes at historic Witter Field. 1,111 Cranberry Crazies in attendance. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Casso on second. The same count again to Mason Onati. Off speed, misses downstairs. He's worked the count full. Looking at the final 18 games, an even 9-9 split. 9 on the road, 9 at home. Does help that 5 of those 9 away games are in the first 3 days after the break. Raptors going to love some home cooking in those final 2 weeks. 3-2, defensive swings from Onati, fouling that one back to the screen. Onati not recording any stats in his freshman season at Tulane. Got him back, though, from the Columbus area. Claimed all-state, all-district, and all-conference honors 3 times in high school. Well, at Tangy Liberty, set single-season marks for hits at 46, batting average a clean 500, stole 37 bags, and scored 50 runs. Career average of 455. He's a highly regarded and recruited high school player out of the state of Ohio. The next 3-2. This is away for ball four. A lengthy plate appearance for Onati finds him on first base. He's aboard for the first time tonight. Runners on first and second with one out for Aiden Teal. Third walk drawn for Onati against lacrosse pitching in the last couple of days. Aiden Teal, 2 for 3 in 4 plate appearances. Casso on second, Onati on first. The first delivery home to Teal. Fastball missing outside for ball one. Fourth homer of the season came in the first inning. Aiden was then hit by a pitch, and he scored in the third. Had infield single to lead off the fourth, and last time up grounded out to Anderson over at second base. The 1-0. This one ripped on a line. It's going to get down for a base hit in right field and roll all the way to the wall. Casso scores, getting the wave around from third is Onati. Cutoff throw, Anderson, he's not going to look there. Instead, Teal breaking for third, he's out. 2 runs come in to score. It's a 2-run double for Aiden Teal. Raptors now lead it 8-1, but that is the second out of the inning. Teal continues to execute a 3-hit game. He's all smiles walking into the Raptor dugout. Regardless, driving in 2 runs brings a Jorge Degatti. Right down, righty battle. Gebb's first pitch to him. Off speed, it's in there for a called strike. He has driven in 3 of the 8 Raptor runs tonight, has Aiden Teal. Gebb's 0-1. Off speed again, it catches the inner third. Count quickly, nothing at 2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, the base is empty. The payoff pitch, fastball missing upstairs. Now 12 hits to the Raptors compared to lacrosse's 4. Gebb's 1-2. Off speed, fouled away down the first base side by Degatti. Packed house here tonight in lacrosse. Good to see all the Auger and Raptor fans taking in some Sunday night baseball. Cap's next 1-2. This is upstairs. Count two balls, two strikes now on Degatti. Jorge singled in the first, reached and scored in the third on an error from the shortstop, R.J. Hamilton. Last time up, Degatti went down swinging to end the top half of inning six. 2-2 breaking ball hit high in the air, deep left field. If it's fair, it is gone. It's a foul ball. Jorge Degatti barreled that one. It cleared the left field wall. Would have been his third of the season and his second here at Copeland Park. Instead, it'll just be another 2-2 delivery that he has to see from Tyler Gebb. Long walk back from first base to out in front of the right-handed batter's box to reclaim his lumber. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Once again, 8-9-1 will be due up. Interesting to see if J.C. Dermody will get a third inning or if it'll be Juan Berrios. Gebb's next 2-2. Pulls that fastball. Bounces it in about 53 feet. Count full on Degatti. Looking at who else the Raptors play. Obviously, Lakeshore for four. Madison, a home and home. And a home and home with Wausau, July 30th and 31st, to round out their games against the Woodchucks in the regular season. The 3-2. Ripped on a line into right field. Mitchell lays out, but it falls in front of him. Jorge Degatti, a multi-hit game. It's a two-out single here in the eighth. Starting in August, the Kalamazoo Growlers come to town. The first and second, Thursday, Friday. Some Friday night fireworks at Witterfield. To finish out the two at home and two on the road. Obviously, Raptors at home or Stryker Field a week ago. And you look at, following that, it's a two-game road series, the Saturday and Sunday, the third and fourth. 3:05 Saturday, 1:05 Sunday at Capital Credit Union Park against the Green Bay Rockers. Green Bay will then come to town to round out the regular season, the ninth and tenth Friday, Saturday at Witter Field. In between those two, you look at the Minnesota Mud Puppies coming to town. The 36-game traveling team in the Northwoods League, they'll be there that Monday and Tuesday, the 5th and 6th. Then the 7th and 8th is a home-and-home with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. The 7th, Wednesday night baseball at Witter Field, and then the 8th, the final regular season road game for Wisconsin Rapids, the same spot where they began their season, both on the road and in general, back on May 27th at Hare Baker Field. So 10 games in 10 days in August, 7 of them at home, 3 on the road, those being back-to-back Saturday-Sunday games in Green Bay, and that Thursday night game in Fond du Lac. Chris Arroyo into the left-handed batter's box following a mound meeting. Has reached three times in this ballgame. First pitch to Arroyo, fouled back to the screen. Arroyo, five-pitch walk taken back in the first, an RBI single and scored in the third, also singled in the fourth. Last time up, Arroyo led off the seventh inning with a flyout to Derek Mitchell in right field. Gebb looks home. Degatti leading off first, being held on by Wattis, and a pickoff move over there will give Jorge a look. More action down in the lacrosse bullpen. We'll see Gebb can complete the inning. And so who will get the ninth? It's the 0-1 ruled foul down the first base side. As mentioned, seven arms for lacrosse to the Raptors, three. After Arroyo, it'll be Grayson Schaefer, then Trotter Boston. No balls, two strikes, two outs, a runner on first. Arroyo rips this one on the ground, and it's through into field for a base hit. Degatti stops at second. Chris Arroyo, a three-hit game, as two on and two away here in the eighth. Grayson Schaefer, one for four, had an RBI double and scored back in the third inning in what could potentially be his final trip to the plate as a Wisconsin Rapid Rafter. Righty-on-righty battle. Multi-hit game last night in the victory over the Loggers. Looking to do the same thing here on the road today. First pitch to him. Middle-middle fastball fouled back to the screen. Count begins 0-1. Gebb looking to just have it be two innings here. Two runs, I should say, in the top of the eighth inning. Out of the stretch, 13 on the pitch, clock rocks and fires. This one misses up and in to even the count at a ball and a strike.
At pitch number 30 in inning for the longer pitcher, pitch number 30.
30 tosses now in the frame for Gebb. One ball, one strike. Schaefer in the box for the fifth time today. 1-1. Fouled straight back. Count now a ball and two strikes. Rafter's getting really used to these maroon road uniforms. Wearing them a lot here in the last week or so, and they'll continue to do so after the All-Star break. Now we do get one more home game in the specialty USA-themed jerseys, Military Monday, on that Monday night, August 5th, against Minnesota. Per usual, all Monday night home games and all night games at home are 6:35 first pitches. The payoff pitch to Schaefer swung on and missed to retire the side. The Raptors send seven to the plate and score twice here in the top of the eighth inning. They leave two on. Three hits in the inning for the Raptors. No errors on the lacrosse side. See who gets the nod for this home half. Juan Berrios appears to be making the jog in from the bullpen. So J.C. Dermody's line is complete here tonight at Copeland Park. Dermody, two innings, and he was efficient as well. 22 pitches thrown for the Southpaw committed to Wichita State in the fall. One hit allowed, no runs, no walks, and two strikeouts. So after Thornton, it goes three straight Southpaws. Mabry, Dermody, and now Juan Berrios. Berrios made his Rafter debut here in lacrosse. I should say it was his second outing as Rafter. That debut that night went to Jack Wiesinger, who picked up the win out of the Rafter stable. Alabama State University and a native of Puerto Rico's Berrios. This will be his 10th game worked in on the season. If you're just joining us, Rafters, we're in the middle of the eighth inning. They lead the lacrosse loggers here on the road at Copeland Park. 8-1, eight runs, 14 hits, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. A run on four hits and two errors for lacrosse. Berrios taking over through just a few days ago at home in the 6-3 loss on July 18th at Wausau. But it is time for the loggers to step into the box this thing. It'll be the 8-9-1 spot, Sundgren, Ikez, and Mira. Rafters putting up one in the first, five in the third, and two in this top half of the eighth inning. A two-run double from Aiden Teal, bringing across those two runs. He was thrown out trying to stretch the double into a triple. Two innings, two hits, a run allowed, a walk on three strikeouts, facing 10 woodchuck hitters 3 days ago for Berrios. Talking about that outing he made, his second appearance in that June 10th battle here at lacrosse. 5-3 was the final. Berrios collecting the save through an inning, did not allow a hit or a run. He walked one and struck out one and faced four logger batters that night. His first outing came 3 days prior at home against Madison in the 6-2 loss. That was the game of the David Whittle pinch hit grand slam in the top of the ninth. Berrios did not allow a hit, but allowed an earned run and walked three hitters at Witterfield, facing seven mallards that evening. Cannon Sundgren, the left fielder, 0-for-1 in his two trips to the plate tonight, steps in here against Berrios. First pitch, swing and a miss. Count begins 0-1. Sundgren, a flyout to right field, back in the third. He drew a five-pitch walk in the fifth. Andy Ockham, WFHR, back with you here in lacrosse. The 0-1. This is up and away from the Southpaw. Count evens a ball and a strike. Berrios in nine outings this season. Collected that aforementioned save here in lacrosse. 15 and a third innings pitched for Berrios. 9.39 ERA and a 2.54 whip. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Count now a ball and two strikes. For Berrios as well. In the second half, he has worked now in four ball games. His first outing the second half at Wausau in the 20-3 loss at Athletic Park. Three innings of work for him that afternoon as the 1-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. Sundgren down on strikes for the first time today. One up, one down for Berrios in the eighth inning. After that Wausau game, he worked 5 days later at home in the 10-3 win over the Lakeshore Chinooks. Walking three, striking out one, allowing an unearned run on one hit in an inning. Elijah Ikez out of the ninth spot in the right-handed batter's box. First delivery from Berrios to him goes off-speed and it misses high. Ikez 0-for-2 tonight, a couple of groundouts. To the shortstop, Tracer Lopez in the third, and to the third baseman, Jorge Degatti, back in the fifth. Berrios is 1-0. This is outside. Two balls, no strikes. The count now. Lone run for LaCrosse came across in the fifth inning. Zach Wattis led off the frame with a double. He was brought home on a 4-6-3 double play ball off the bat of Derek Mitchell. Eight on the pitch clock. Berrios set the 2-0 pitch. Swinging as Ikez, he lines it foul down the first base side. A broken bat liner there for Ikez. He'll need to grab some new lumber prior to the 2-1.
After 9-11, there's a 3-day break for the Northwood League All-Star Game in Mankato. The scene will be in action here on Wednesday. Loggers back to the park against the Condorback.
Two balls and a strike on Ikez. Climbs right back into the right-handed batter's box. Top of the order, Matt Muir in the on-deck circle, R.J. Hamilton to follow. Berrios set, third base side of the rubber. Long pause, gets the signs from Casso, the 2-1. Swung on and missed. Ikez loses his bat. In the process, that one goes flying right near the LaCrosse dugout. Count evens 2-2. Everyone okay down there? A scary, scary visual as Josh Fry, the field manager for the Loggers. Just shrugging that one off. Ikez will step back in. Berrios looking to go two up, two down here in the eighth. Always happens when you grab a new bat. You may not have the typical pine tar setup or sticky spray that may have been on your previous bat you primarily used in games, and you saw that there with Ikez. The 2-2. Breaking ball got him looking. Two up, two down, both by way of the cave for the left-hander Juan Berrios here in the home half of the eighth inning. I'll bring up Matt Muro, who's got a two-hit game thus far. Two for three, singled in the first, grounded out to shortstop Tracer Lopez to end the third, and he singled back in the sixth. Muro last night as well reached three different times on an error, a single, and a walk, getting on in all types of ways against the Raptors at Witterfield. First pitch to him. This is inside for ball one. Tyler Gebb allowing two runs in that top of the eighth. We'll see if, and based on what's been going, you can imagine Josh Fry will go to an eighth arm of the ball game in the ninth inning. The 1-0, and therefore a called strike on a fastball out of the hands of Berrios. If that's the case, every pitcher tonight for LaCrosse will have gone one inning, with the exception of Andrew Regner, who came out of the pen initially for the starter-slash-opener, Ozzy Martinez. Two innings of work for Regner. He allowed those five runs, all earned in the third inning. Berrios is 1-1. This is upstairs, two balls and a strike. The count now. Berrios joining the Raptors right around their Lakeshore trip, beginning of June. A six-foot freshman from Alabama State. 8 2/3 innings in the spring this past year. Worked two frames of one-run ball against Troy back on April 2nd. A 2-1 delivery misses up and away. Count now three balls and a strike. In that outing against Troy, Berrios two hits allowed, no walks, and three strikeouts. Now time called. Our home plate umpire, Berrios off the back of the rubber. Mira looking to reach for a third time in this contest. The ball game just over 2.5 hours old. One set for the 3-1. Here it comes. On the inside corner, it's called a strike. Full count. 3-2, two outs, bases empty. Bottom of the eighth inning here from Copeland Park. Berrios potentially strike out the side here in his first inning of relief work. Four on the pitch clock, the 3-2. This is up and away for ball four. A six-pitch walk drawn by Mura. He's on the bases for the third time tonight. It comes with two outs here in the eighth inning. R.J. Hamilton's 1-for-3 in the ballgame after not playing last night against Wisconsin Rapids. Hamilton from Vanderbilt playing in his 38th game of the season. Coming into tonight, 34 hits and 123 at-bats, a .276 hitter. As Hamilton is the first pitch, misses away for ball one. He singled in the first, grounded out to third to lead off the fourth. Last time up, struck out swinging in the bottom of inning number six. 10 doubles, 26 runs driven in for Hamilton on the season, as yet to homer, as Mike Spears will make his way out to the mound to talk it up alongside Gabe Casso with Juan Berrios prior to the 1-0 pitch to Hamilton. Hamilton stealing a base tonight as well. He's yet to be caught stealing this season. 35 for 35 out on the bags. Last game he played in here against Minot on Friday night, went 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs. He's extended a hitting streak now to 4 games after his first inning single. An on-base percentage of .428 entering tonight's game for Hamilton, slugging .358 with an OPS at .785. Mound meeting adjourned, Berrios back on the mound out of the stretch with a 1-0 count on the lacrosse shortstop. Juan Sett looks over to first, the 1-0. This is upstairs, back to the fastball, 2 balls, no strikes. Hamilton's been walked 23 times this season, hit by a pitch 11, and has struck out 31 times. In his current 4-game hitting streak, he has driven in 5 runs. The 2-0. Fastball right in there for a called strike. Berrios catching the zone perfectly to make it 2-1. Hamilton was here on opening day with the Loggers. They actually were at Mankato for a couple games from ISG Field. He went 1-for-4 with a run scored and 2 runs driven in for the Loggers in game 1 of the season. 2-1 pitch, misses low and away, another 3-1 count for Berrios here in the 8th inning. Hasn't missed many games on the campaign as Hamilton. Last night's off day, a rare exception to what his role is here in lacrosse. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs, a runner on first. The next pitch home from Juan Berrios. This one ripped on a line to left. It's going to get down and roll all the way out in front of the wall. Speeding around the bases, Mira getting the green light around third. He'll come in to score without a throw. It's a 2-out RBI double for R.J. Hamilton here in the home half of the 8th inning. It is 8-2 Rafters. Making a multi-hit game for R.J. Hamilton. Fifth hit of the ball game for lacrosse brings up the left-handed hitting D.H. Casey Anderson making his way as well to the All-Star game from ISG Field. Berrios struck out the first 2 hitters in this inning, has now allowed an earned run. Runner takes off to third, first pitch in there for a called strike. The throw down to third is not in time. Hamilton now 36 for 36 in stolen bags this season, and a potential third run of the ballgame for lacrosse just 90 feet away. Berrios set the task at hand with Case Sanderson in the left-handed batter's box, the 0-1. Off speed, tardy on it with Sanderson, just able to foul it back to the screen to make it 0-2. On deck is Luke Anderson, Zach Wattis to follow. Rafters lead it by 6 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. 0-2 the count with 2 away and a runner on third, the payoff. Breaking ball misses inside. 1 ball, 2 strikes the count now. Looking down to the Rafter bullpen, a right-hander up and throwing, and that appears to be Houston High. One of the Rafter starting pitchers with the shin guards on, catching bullpens now. The 1-2 delivery misses upstairs. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes on Case Sanderson. It's a far view to the right field bullpen from this side of the from the other side of the Copeland Park press box. It'd be even more difficult, but still, that is a far ways down. Either way, we know there is action in the Rafter bullpen. The 2-2. And on the hands, fouled back by Sanderson. Case has not reached today's 0-for-3. Struck out swinging in the first and fourth innings, both against Maddox Thornton, and got his first look at the Rafter bullpen in the sixth when he flew out to Walker Buchanan in left field. 2-2. 13 on the pitch clock. Berrios rocks and fires. Breaking ball rolled over on the ground to first base. Backing up Schaefer. Berrios running over to cover the bag. The play at first is in time. A foot race to the bag. Berrios is there. It is a 3-1 put out to retire the side. One left on for lacrosse. They plate one on a two-out RBI double from R.J. Hamilton. We are through 8 innings of play here at Copeland Park. Rafters 8, Loggers 2. We look to the mound, see who the new pitcher could potentially be here for lacrosse as we enter the top of the ninth inning. Rafters, at the very least, will be bringing a 6-run lead to the home half of the ninth inning for the bullpen, whoever gets the call. As you look at Berrios' pitch count in the inning, 26 tosses for the left-hander. Lacrosse is sending Gebout back to the mound after throwing 32 pitches in the top half of the eighth inning. Going to have him on mop-up duty to try and get these three outs here in the ninth. Gebel out, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned in that 8th inning. 2-run double for Aiden Teal. Walked 1 and struck out 1 as well. Currently 8 runs on 14 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors for lacrosse. As we look back across the Northwoods League scoreboard, mentioned the finals from earlier. Any more updated finals? We do have one in Wilmar. The Stingers at home from Bill Taunton Stadium dropping to the Bismarck Larks by 3 runs, 6-3 the final. Lucas Burgum getting the win. Avery Listman the loss. Jamal Allen the save. Joe Faber Field, still baseball to be played there in the bottom of the 8th inning. St. Cloud at home, and they're leading the Minot Hot Tots 8-2. Our game here in the top of the 9th still have yet to get underway in Iowa between the Waterloo Bucks and the Minnesota Mud Puppies. High-scoring affair from Mayo Field on ESPN+. In the top of the 9th inning, Rochester coming back, and they now lead Thunder Bay 13-9. 9 runs, 12 hits, 5 errors for the Border Cats. 13 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Rochester. Bottom 7 from Dickinson Baseball Field. The Badlands Big Sticks leading the Mankato Moondogs 8-6. 8 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Badlands. 6 runs on 8 hits and an error for Mankato. Still scoreless in Illinois. Bottom of the 4th, Rockford and Traverse City. 2 hits and an error for the Pit Spitters. A hit and no errors for the Rivets. 6-7-8 will be due up for the Rafters here in this top of the 9th inning. Trotter Boston, Walker Buchanan, and Gabe Costo. It's these three due up in a frame for the third time tonight. First pitch from Geb to Boston. Fastball missing outside for ball one. Andy Ockham, as always, here on WFHR. After tonight, we'll have 52 games in the books. And if the Rafters can hold on to this lead in the home half, they'll even up on the season overall at 26 wins and 26 losses entering the All-Star break. 1-0 pitch fouled away by Boston down the third base side into the stands. Count now 1-1. Big swing of the bat for Trotter today in the third. A 3-run home run. Make it 6-0 Rapids at the time, his 5th of the season, and his first away from Winter Field. Also reaching a couple other times was Boston. He singled the lead off the second, and he drew a 6-pitch walk in his last time up in the bottom of the 7th. We get to the home half of this ninth inning. 4-5-6 will be due up for lacrosse against the Raptors stable. Luke Anderson, Zach Wattis, and Ian Collier. The 1-1, misses low inside. 2 balls and a strike. The count now on Boston. The Tabor Blue Jay has been here from day one. The opening day shortstop for the Rafters. He's played in plenty of games this season as the 2-1 fouled away down the third base side. Looking at Boston, tonight being his 42nd game of the 52. Played in 48 games in NAIA action this past spring. 2-2, got him swinging. Boston down on strikes to begin this ninth inning. It's a multi-hit game for Walker Buchanan. Stepping in now, singling in the second and fifth innings. In between that, though, a ground out to third back in the third. Last time up, went down looking to end the 7th. Buchanan finishing up his freshman season at the University of Virginia, has a couple of his teammates on the squad as well. First pitch from Geb, swing away Buchanan. That is a fair ball down the left field line. Make it a 3-hit game for Buchanan, and he's going to get extra bases here. That is a stand-up double with one out here in the ninth inning. Not wasting any time there was Walker. The Rafters have a runner in scoring position. Gabe Casso has reached twice in his third start behind the plate for Wisconsin Rapids, singling in the third. That was his first hit as a Raptor. Also led off the eighth inning, reaching on an error from the third baseman Elijah Ekez, and later scored on that two-run double from Aiden Teal. The first pitch to the 5'10 sophomore catcher from Northampton Community College is fouled back. A New Jersey native is Casso, a 9.2 OPS in JUCO ball this past spring, average at 3.48, got on base at a 4.24 clip, and slugged over 500 at 5.18. Two homers, 31 RBIs for Casso, had six doubles and six triples as well. 45 starts and 45 games played in. The 0-1. Fastball hit on the ground over to second. Anderson charging in, gloves. Casso hustling down the line, but he'll be thrown out for the second out of the inning. 4-3 put out moves Buchanan to third. That's where he'll stay. Ninth spot in the Raptor order is occupied, per usual, when he's in the lineup by Tracer Lopez. The Texas Tech shortstop is 0 for 4 tonight. Three flyouts and a strikeout. Be a right-hand lefty battle here for Tyler Gebb. The first pitch to him. This is low and inside for ball one. An 822 OPS in his sophomore season at Tech did Lopez. 266 hitter, got on base at a 382 clip and slugged 440. The 1-0. This is low and outside, two balls and no strikes. At six homers, 20 RBIs, six doubles and four triples. Lopez, though, plenty of highlight reel plays in Big 12 action that can be seen all across social media. His defense, big thing that he prides himself on. The 2-0 misses outside. In his freshman season, 55 games played in for Lopez, just like his sophomore season. He made 50 starts in his first year. And 44 of those starts at shortstop. The 3-0. Fastball in there for a called strike. Similar to here at Rapids, his first year in college baseball, hit ninth in the order for the Red Raiders, a team high 39 times. At 2 points higher as a freshman than a sophomore, 268 his first season of college baseball, as the 3-1 pitch misses downstairs for ball four. Lopez, five-pitch walk. He's on the bases for the first time here tonight. They're on the corners with two away in the ninth inning. Mason Onati led off the previous inning, a lengthy plate appearance against Gebb, and drew a walk the first time he's aboard tonight. 0 for 4 and 5 plate appearances is Mason. That hit from Buchanan, the 15th of the contest for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Onati, misses low and outside for ball one. Had mentioned just an inning ago when Onati was up, all of his high school accolades in the Columbus area. One of the higher recruited and ranked prospects out of Ohio in the 2023 high school class. 1-0 pitch, line back up the middle. Having to get out of the way of that one is Gebb. That's a base hit into center. Buchanan scores to second Lopez. It's 9-2 Raptors. First hit of the night for Onati. He's aboard for the second time in as many innings. Raptors are back to a 7-run lead. Dangerous shot there up the middle. Gebb having to get out of the way in a hurry. Buchanan's one-out double pays off for Wisconsin Rapids. He comes in to score. Aiden Teal. They get a three-hit game for the Virginia Cavalier. First pitch missing downstairs. Talk about it with Buchanan, so I guess I can carry the point over with Teal. Four Cavaliers on this team. Three of them are the starting outfield tonight. Buchanan in left, Teal in center, Arroyo, who has yet to play a game with Virginia, but he's a part of their program. He'll be heading to Virginia for the first time in the fall. Chris playing JUCO ball this past year and spending his freshman season with the Florida Gators. 1-0 pitch. Hit high in the air, deep right field. Mitchell back out in front of the track. At wall leaping. That ball is gone. Aiden Teal has done it again. A multi-homer game, and the Raptors lead it by 10 here at Copeland Park. Big swing of the bat for Teal, making a four-run top of the ninth inning. Have yourself a day. He is going to be our WFHR player of the ball game. Teal, two homers, a two-run double, and an infield single.